death before life.
今天早上的信息是说我们要在生之前必须要死。
Please stand as we turn to the Bible to John chapter 12, beginning with verse 23.
请大家一起站立恭读神的话语，约翰福音十二章二十四节。
John chapter 12, verse 23.
约翰福音十二章二十四节。
And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." You may be seated. Farming in Christ's day was essential to life.
耶稣的那个年代，种田是必须的养生之道。
People live day by day, depending upon the harvest to live.
人的这个完全是靠这个农作物来生存的。
Life was simple.
生活是非常简单。
There were little distractions.
没有什么事情来让他们能够不那个去注意别的事情。
And life was short.
而且生命是非常的短暂。
People thought about the meaning of life.
人常常有机会去多想一下人生的目的是什么。
And people thought a lot about death.
而且人也常会想死是怎么一回事。
But we live in a modern world.
但我们今天是一个现代化的世界。
We have supermarkets.
我们有超市。
And we have refrigeration.
我们有电冰箱。
And we eat whenever and whatever we want.
我们随时可以到任何地方去吃，然后吃什么。
We don't depend upon the daily harvest to live.
我们不需要看着每天在那边种田才能够吃到东西。
We have many things to distract us.
而且我们很多的事情，五花八门的事情，让我们分散我们的注意力。
So we don't think often about life.
所以我们常常很少会想到人生这回事，生命有关生命的事情。
And most people today never think about death.
然后有很多人就是连死对他们来说是一个想都不会想到的事。
But people in the old world knew that the key to life depended upon the seed.
但是在那个古代的时候，他们知道说生命是在于一个种子。
Everyone knew that the seed must be buried in the soil.
每一个人都知道这个种子一定要埋在土里。
And its shell must rot and corrupt.
然后这个种子的壳必须要先腐化，坏掉。
If these things did not happen, then the seed would not produce life.
如果没有这些事情发生的话，这个种子就不可能生长出东西来。
A seed sacrifices itself that it may bring forth life.
这个种子就必须牺牲自己才能够生出长出生命来，有生命的东西。
But let's suppose that seed is placed upon a shelf.
我们假设这个种子是一直摆在这个架子上面。
And it's not buried.
而且没有在埋在地里。
And it doesn't die.
然后它不会腐化，不会死。
And what happens to that seed?
那这个种子发生什么事情呢？
The purpose of that seed would be lost.
这个种子它所以为种子的目的就失丧了。
Look up, please.
我们去看一下。
Everyone look up.
大家看一下，往上看。
Because I'm talking to you.
因为我在对你讲话。
This is important.
很重要。
I'm here because I prayed over this message.
我在这里因为我对这个讲道已经是祷告了很久了。
And a preacher is God speaking to you through him.
然后神会经过我的话语来对你说话。
And when you don't pay attention to the word of God,
当你对神的话语没有说很注意的，注意力不集中的时候，
you don't dishonor me.
你不是对我有不敬。
You dishonor God.
你是对神不敬。
Seeds were meant to produce life.
种子就是要产生生命的。
And if a seed is put on a shelf,
如果种子是摆在架子上。
That it loses its potential to bring forth life.
然后它能够产生生命这个潜力就没有办法发挥。
Seeds have been found hundreds of years old. Look up, please.
Okay, 请大家往上看哈，往上看哈。
Look up, please.
不要看你手上的东西，大家往上看哈。Okay.
The seed retains its shape and form.
如果这个种子只是摆在那里，它的形状还是一样。
And the seed is still able to produce life.
就是我们曾经有发掘出一些几百年的种子，种下去还可以有生命出来。
But first, it must die.
但这个种子必须要埋在土里死。
Except a corn of wheat, the seed fall into the ground and die. It remains alone.
所以说我实时告诉你，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍是一粒。
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. These words of Christ have full meaning to us. They also have a lot of meaning for you and for me. First, life without death brings no life. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remaineth alone.
如果一粒麦子不落在地里死了，就仍旧是一粒。
This describes the seed that is left on the shelf.
这就是形容一个被留在架子上的种子。
It remains alone.
是一个孤单单的在那里。
It doesn't see its potential.
没有任何可以产生生命的潜力，没有。
What is true in the harvest is true. In the spiritual realm.
所以在农田种田里面的这个真理，在我们真理，在我们生命中的也是一个同样的真理。
Look up, please.
请大家看。
I'm speaking. The walls are not speaking.
所以墙面没有在说话，请他看着讲员好不好 ？Pay attention.
We're gonna wait.
如果请大家。
So everyone looks at me.
Okay, 大家都看着我们讲员好不好
？My pastor, Dr. Hymers, taught me how to preach.
我的牧师Dr. Hammer 教我怎么样去讲道。
He taught me to have a forehead of flint.
Sorry.
A forehead of flint.
Okay, 必须要专注在这里。
And I'm not scared of man.
我并不怕人，我不怕。
I speak for God.
因为我在替神说话。
I didn't drive here this morning an hour to have people not look at me.
我今天开了这么远的路，并不是让人就是说对我就是漠视，就是不看我。
You need to hear what I have to say.
请大家注意听我今天要讲的信息。
Yes, worship is all about Jesus.
不错，敬拜就是有关于耶稣，就是耶稣。
And I'm talking about Jesus this morning.
我今天讲的就是耶稣基督。
And many people have not received Jesus.
很多人并没有接受耶稣基督。
Like people that don't look at me.
好，不要说有人就是没有。
Now imagine for a moment that Christ, the eternal Son of God, remained in heaven.
你们可以想象，如果我们的永生的神就是留在天上不下来的吗
？Suppose he never came to this earth.
所以这个，如果他从来没有来到降世为人的话
，Suppose he never came to die, to be buried, and then to rise again.
假使他从来没有降世为人，而且为我们而死而复活
，There would be no gospel.
我们就没有福音听了。
There would be no savior.
我们也没有救主。
Look up, please.
请大家看。
We're going to wait. Look up, please. If Christ didn't come to die, to be buried, and to rise again, there would be no gospel.
如果神没有降世为人，为我们死埋葬了，再复活，我们就没有福音了。
There would be no savior.
没有救主。
All men would die in their sins.
所有的人就会在死里，死在罪里。
All men would appear in the great white throne judgment.
所有人都必须面对这个白色的审判的大宝座。
All would be punished in hell and then the lake of fire for eternity.
所有人就会在在这个地狱里，然后在永生的火里面。
None would escape.
没有人可以逃避。
Life, death, and then eternal judgment for all men.
对所有人来说，就是生死，然后永久的审判。
And God would have been just to allow that.
然后神就是。让我们让我们这样为的话，神也是没有，也算是公义的。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
We are sinners by our nature.
我们的本性就是一个罪人。
And we are sinners by our choice.
然后我们同样我们的选择也作为一个罪人。
And God's law demands that the wages of sin is death.
然后神的 章法就是罪的工价就是死。
All of us deserve to die for our sins.
我们每个人都要为我们的罪而死。
But we thank God that that is not so.
但我们感谢神并不是如此。
We praise the Lord that Christ did not remain in heaven.
我们感谢神，耶稣基督没有就是留在天庭。
No, God in his great love gave his only begotten son that we can have life.
因为神他的大爱将他的独生子赐给我们，让我们能够有永生。
And Christ in his great love willingly came to die so that we can have life.
耶稣基督已经因为他的大爱，他自愿的降世，然后让我们能够有新的生命。
I know that you've heard that before.
我知道你们都听过这个信息。
But does it possess your soul?
但是这个有没有占领你的灵魂呢？
Are you changed?
你有改变吗？
Are you born again?
你有没有重生呢？
Thank God we have the good news of the gospel.
感谢神，我们有好的福音。
And because Christ died for our sins, we can have life and not judgment.
然后因为耶稣为我们死，我们能够有永生，而不是永远的审判。
The great love of Christ that moved him to die for our sins.
神的大爱让他能够甘心情愿为我们在十字架而死，为我们的罪而死。
We can sing about it.
我们可以。
But God says that worship of the mouth and not of the heart is something that God hates.
但是神就说，如果你这是一口心口不一的这种崇拜，神不喜悦的。
We must make sure that when we worship God, we worship Him out of a pure heart.
我们必须当我们敬拜神的时候，我们是以全心全意这个纯洁的心来敬拜他。
And praise the Lord, the tragic story of man's judgment does not end there.
感谢神，神人永远被审判的这个悲剧不会发生。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
But,
但是
glorious but.
我们这个荣耀的一个但是
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
但是神给我们礼物就是借着耶稣基督给我们这个恩典。
Second, a willing death brings life.
第二点就是一个舍己的一个生命可以带来许多生命。
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone.
如果一粒麦子若不落在地里，仍旧是一粒。
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
但是如果落在地里死了，就会结出许多的籽粒。
This simple farming truth leads to a greater spiritual truth.
所以这个农作物上面一个真理，同样的可以引申到属灵生命的真理。
I am referring to death leading to life.
我怕说这个死会带到一个生命。
That can only be done by the power of God.
这样的一个过程只能是神的大能才会把死从死里带出生命。
Look here, please.
请大家注意我。
It's the power of God that sustains the life in the deep part of the seed.
是神的大能才能够支持这个在种子里那个生命。
And it is the power of God that revives the dead spirit in our souls when we trust Christ.
也是因为神的大能，当我们相信耶稣的时候，能够把我们从灵里面能够重新。
The Bible says that God only hath immortality.
圣经说只有神才是不朽的。
1 Timothy 6:16.
我们看一下提摩太前书一章。
We are all mortals.
我们都是凡夫俗子。
We live a short life and then we're gone.
我们很短暂的生命马上就完了，就去了。
But God lives on forever.
但是神是永恒的。
The triune God has always lived forever.
我们的三一真神是永远是永存的。
He had no beginning.
无开始。
And he has no end.
无结束。
And that's true of no one else.
这是只有唯一的神才是这样子。
Everyone and everything else under heaven dies.
任何的人和物，只要是这个天下的任何人物都会死。
And left to ourselves, we only grow old, and gradually and inexorably we die.
如果是靠我们自己的，我们就会慢慢变老，然后不可否认就会死。
Man cannot create life.
人没有办法创造生命。
Man can only die.
人只能朝着死的方向走。
Hinduism is wrong.
我们所谓印度的一些教的这个教义是错的。
We are not a seed that goes on to produce life.
我们不是一个种子，可以继续不断的、连续不断的这重生。
Open your eyes, please.
请大家把眼睛打开。
Open your eyes, please.
请大家打开哈。
When we die, we stay dead.
当我们死的，我们就死的。
Only God can bring about life.
只有神能让我们能够起死还生。
The patriarch Job said of our lives, "Man that is born of women is a few days and full of trouble."
所以，在这个大家长约伯，他曾经说过，只要是女人生的，都是充满的这个困难。
Job 14:1.
约伯记十四一。
Our lives are very short.
我们人生是非常短暂的。
And although we have a few good times, it is also full of trouble.
我们这个人生苦短，就是好的日子不多，但是坏的日子多。
Life is full of heartaches and even tragedies.
人生是充满了许多头痛的事情，甚至是悲剧的事情。
But that's not the life that God originally intended for man.
但这不是原先神要我们过的生命日子。
Man was meant to live eternally with God in heaven.
人神的原意是要我们能够与他在天里面，在天上同在，永远同在。
He was never to see death.
我们应该是不会面对这个死亡的。
He was to have everlasting life with God, full with joy and full with pleasure.
我们应该是与神同在，一直存在，而且是充满了欢乐，充满了喜乐的。
But then sin entered into the world.
当罪进入了世界，
we are not like a seed.
我们就不像那个种子。
We only have a dead soul inside of ourselves.
我们里面是一个死的生命。
And we are naturally dead to spiritual things.
然后在我们的本性，我们是对属灵生命是死的。
That's why the Bible, the sermon doesn't interest you.
这是为什么？好像神的道理。有时候我们觉得没有太大兴趣。
Some of you,
有某些人。
But by the grace and power of God, things can be reversed. They can be reversed.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们这些事情是可以反转的、扭转的。
We see it in the illustration of the corn of the wheat.
我们看到这个麦子里，我们看到。
And we see it in the death of Christ.
我们在耶稣基督死里面也看到。
The seed sacrificed itself to bring forth life.
这个种子必须牺牲自己，然后能够救出许多生命。
And Christ sacrificed His life that we can have life if we trust Him.
然后神耶稣基督他牺牲自己生命，如果我们相信信靠他了，我们也会有新的生命出来。
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone.
唯有这个。麦子如果不落在地下的话，就不会有，就是死的。
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
如果它死了，就会生出许多的子粒来。
I told you that this verse speaks of the great sacrifice of Christ and His death to give us life.
这个经句代表了耶稣对我们的牺牲以及他对我们的大爱。
But I also said that this verse has great applications to true Christians.
然后这个经句应该能够应用在所谓的真正的基督徒身上。
Because it is not only Christ that must die to bring forth fruit, it is also the true Christian.
不只是耶稣基督必须要牺牲他的生命，而是真正的基督徒也必须要舍己。
We too must die if we are to bring forth fruit.
我们也必须要舍己，然后才能够产出许多子粒来。
This is what Christ calls all of us to do.
这是神给我们的命令。
Christ said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
意思说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Luke 9:23.
路加福音九二十三节。
To follow Christ means you need to deny yourself.
跟随耶稣就表示你必须要舍己。
To follow Christ and to deny yourself means to do what Christ wants, not what you want.
跟随耶稣舍己表示说你要遵随神的旨意，不是遵循你自己的旨意。
To follow Christ means to take up your cross daily.
遵随耶稣是表示说背起你的十字架，每天背起你的十字架。
The cross is a picture of death.
十字架是代表死亡。
It means to die to your will, to your purpose, and we do Christ's will and purpose.
就是定是你自己的旨意，定是你自己的目的，而是跟随神的旨意，跟随神的目标。
You say that seems pretty hard and extreme.
你也许说这个好像有点太过分了吧，太过了吧。
But Christ made his intentions even clearer when he said, if any man, listen carefully, if any man, if anyone come to me and hate not his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
但是耶稣讲了一个很严厉的话，说如果有人到我这里来，如果是爱我的不胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、兄弟、姐妹等等等等的话，他就不是我的门徒。
Christ made it very clear who a true disciple, who a true Christian was.
So, 耶稣把这个真正的门徒、真正的这个基督徒的定义讲得非常的清楚。
But hate?
但是恨。
I thought Christians should never hate.
我以为好像基督徒不应该恨，对不对？不应该恨人。
We should never hate in anger and in hatred.
我们不应该在愤怒或在仇恨中去恨人。
We should never wish harm to someone.
我们不应该说要去伤害别人。
But we should hate in preference.
但是我们必须要在当我们有所选择的时候，我们必须要有恨出来。
See, our desire to do Christ's will compared to ours should be so vast and so great that it is compared relatively hate.
Okay, 当我们想要实现服从耶稣的旨意的时候，超远超过服从我们自己旨意的时候，我们甚至到一个程度，就是有个恨的出来。
That is real discipleship.
这才是真正的门徒。
And being a disciple of Christ is the most exciting thing in the world.
然后成为耶稣的门徒是全世界最让你激励、最兴奋的事情。
Hear the excitement in the Apostle Paul's words.
这里是保罗他所说的一个非常激动的话语。
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，但在现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面的。
Yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me.
所以现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的。
And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以我已经舍去我的肉体，我现在活的是因为耶稣基督他，因为他大爱，让我能够得到这个新的生命。
That should thrill your heart.
这个应该激励你的心。
It's exciting to be a Christian.
成为一个基督是一个非常让人振奋的事情。
Robert Morrison was the pioneer missionary to China over 200 years ago.
200年以前，罗伯马利逊他是第一个到中国传道的人。
And the gospel at that time had not spread east of India.
那个时候在这个印度以东的这个福音是没有传到印度以东的。
Morrison knew what it meant to die to self.
这个摩里逊他知道什么叫做舍己。
To die to self for Christ.
为基督而死是什么回事。
At 25 years of age, he left the safe shores of England alone to go to China.
在这个25岁的这个年岁的时候，他就独自一个人离开了英国的海岸，独自到中国来。
After 7 months aboard a ship, he went to Macau, then to Guangzhou.
然后在船上有7个月之后，他终于到达了那个澳门跟广州。
He arrived there on September the 7th, 1807.
在1907年，的9月7号。
China.
Yeah, 他到了中国。
China was a closed country with little trade.
那个时候，中国是一个。比较贫穷的国家没有什么的贸易。
And teaching Chinese to foreigners was punishable by death.
而且当时的清政府规定说不能够教外国人中国话，否则会判死刑的。
Yet Morrison learned Chinese secretly through some locals.
然后摩里逊他就这个秘密的去跟一些当地人学了中国话。
After many hard years, he translated the whole Bible into Chinese.
然后在经过很多年以后，他把圣经能够翻译成中文。
This was an Englishman.
这是一个英国人。
He wasn't a Chinese person.
不是中国人。
But he loved the Chinese people.
但他爱中国人。
Because he loved Christ.
因为他爱神。
And Morrison also wrote a Chinese grammar book and an English-Chinese dictionary.
然后他也除了翻译圣经，他也写了一个中英文的字典。
He lived a very hard life.
他的生活是非常艰苦的。
The Chinese were not kind to the foreigners, to the barbarians.
那个时候的中国人对所谓的洋鬼子并不是非常的客气。
His wife, the daughter of an English doctor, and one of his children died in China.
他的妻子是一个医生的女儿。还有他的自己的孩子都死在中国。
But he kept on serving Christ.
但他还是继续的服侍神。
He kept on dying to self.
继续不断的舍己。
After 7 long years, Morrison baptized his first Chinese convert. After 7 years, his first Chinese convert.
经过漫长的七年，他才能够对第一个信徒做一个洗礼。
At the man's baptism, Morrison prayed,Oh, that the Lord may cleanse him from all sin by the blood of Jesus.
在这个敬礼的时候，他为这个受浸人祷告说，希望神你的宝血能够洗净他的罪。
And purify his heart by the influences of the Holy Spirit.
以圣经来影响他，来洁净他。
May he be the first fruit of a great harvest.
让他是一个丰盛的这个收成里面第一粒。
One of millions who shall come and be saved on the day of wrath to come.
在这个末世以前，也能够是说几百万的被救的几百万灵魂中的头一个。
Morrison died when he was just 52.
摩里森他在52岁的时候就去世了。
He spent nearly 27 years in China.
在中国他过了第27年。
And he only had a handful of converts when he died.
他死的时候能够信主的大概就是两个手可以数得尽的。
But God used his life and his death to plant the seed of the future revival that is happening now in China.
但是神就是用他能够栽种这个所谓的第一粒麦子，然后我们今天看到在大陆上遍地开花的情况就是他的结果。
God heard Morrison's prayer.
神听到他的祷告。
And his first comfortwas to be one of the millions who shall come and be saved.
然后这个他第一个受浸人的确就是所谓的以后千千万万受浸人的第一例。
Morrison's life and death beautifully illustrate Christ's words.
所以马里逊的他的生跟死是完完全全的能够显示出神的话语。
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone, but if it dies,It brings forth much fruit.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就不能够生出。
Morrison willingly died to give life to the people of China.
所以马里逊他是自甘情愿的能够牺牲自己，然后让我们的中国有很多很多的信徒出来。
This is what Christ calls all true Christians to do.
这就是耶稣所谓所有真正的基督徒应该做的事情。
That through your death to self.You can produce life too.
经由你自己的自我舍己，你可以生出许多新的生命。
At a bare minimum, this is seen in faithful church attendance, in the prayer meeting, in the visitation, in Sunday worship service. At a minimum,
说最起码在教会的一切日常的活动，好比说敬拜、祷告会、这个查经会等等等等。就是我们应该是在这方面应该是
It is seen in a clean and a holy life.
然后也是在你的所谓一个圣洁的生命中可以显示出来。
But the best fruit that we can give to Christ is bringing sinners to Him.
但是最好的一个果实就是把罪人带到耶稣基督面前。
Have you won a soul to Christ?
你为耶稣能够得人吗？
Do you have living Christianity in your soul by dying to self?
你的生命里面有没有所谓的真正的基督徒的素质，也就是说你能够舍己呢？
Do you have the Holy Spirit burning in your soul to work for Christ?
你的里面有没有圣灵在里面燃烧，让你能够服侍主，为主做工呢？
When was the last time you brought someone to church who stayed and became a true Christian?
你上一次把人带到教会，然后这个人能够信主，然后能够留在教会是哪什么时候呢？
If you've never done that, or you haven't done that for a while,
如果你还没有做，还有一阵子没做了，
you probably have not died to yourself.
也许你并没有舍己。
Less than 100 years after Morrison's death, Protestantism became very weak.
在这个摩理顺死后一百年之内，我们的所谓的更正教变得非常的软弱。
That includes our Baptist faith, very weak.
包括我们所谓的浸信会。
100 years after Morrison's death.
只是一百年以后。
So-called Christians did not believe that they needed to die to live for Christ.
有些所谓的基督徒并不相信我们必须要舍己才能够才能够有新的生命。
Instead.They believed in what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said was cheap grace.
而且我们有些人相信是所谓一个德国的一个神学家跟牧师叫做潘霍华，他所讲的所谓的卑贱的福音。
That's the wrong and sinful belief that grace does not produce and doesn't demand a change in life.
这个所谓的卑贱的福音，就是比方说人不需要。生命有所改变才能够算是一个重生的。
These are professing Christians who produce no fruit.
这个所谓的自认为基督徒人，他并没有能够有生出果子来。
But Bonhoeffer knew better.
但是潘霍华他是比较，他知道。
Because he still believed the Bible.
因为他还是相信这本圣经。
And the words of Christ.
还有神的话语。
So he famously said, Dietrich Bonhoeffer famously said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
所以这个潘霍华他曾经有这件非常有名的名句，他说：“当神呼召你的时候，他来，而且他死。”
All are not called into full-time ministry.
不是每个人都做一个全时间的传道人。
All are not called to preach the gospel.
不是每个人就呼召来传道的。
But all real Christians are called by Christ to die.
但是每一个耶稣所呼召的基督徒是必须死的。
Because only in your death to yourself will you produce any fruit.
因为只有你在自己舍己的死了以后，你才能够产生出果子来。
Sacrifice your life that others may live.
你牺牲自我的，然后能够别人能够活。
Sacrifice your time by talking to your family and friends about what Christ can do for them.
牺牲一点的时间，然后跟你的家人或亲友朋友谈一下有关耶稣能为你做的事情。
Invite them to church to hear the gospel that they might be saved.
邀请他们来教会，听到神的福音，然后他们能够得救。
Get involved in their life.
在他们生命中是成为他们生命中的一份子。
Disciple them.
然后门徒他们
pray that they would have a living encounter with Christ.
然后祷告，让他们能够有个神的生命。
I've been speaking about dying to yourself so that you can produce life.
然后我今天讲的就是你必须要死，然后才能够有生命。
I've been talking about what it means to be a true disciple of Christ.
我今天讲的就是什么是所谓的真正的基督徒。
But you're thinking, I don't know what he's talking about.
也许有人说，我不知道他在讲什么。
Or perhaps you disagree a bit.
也许有些观点你并不同意。
Then you're probably not saved, not a true Christian.
也许你对你的得救或者你的
Because a true Christian would know in their soul that this is true, that this is right.
如果是一个真正的信徒的话，应该知道这些道理是对的。
Christ's words will speak to your heart.
神的话语会直接对你的心讲话。
So my text speaks to you also this morning.
我的今天所要讲的信息也应该对你的心讲话。
One more time.
再一次。
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone.
一粒麦子若不掉在地里死了，它就是人就是一粒麦子。
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
如果死了，就生出许多的子粒。
And then Christ continues.
然后耶稣基督他继续的讲。
He applies it to the people in front of him.
他就把这个道理能够应用在他面前的人
both lost and saved
包括失丧的以及已经被拯救的
and Christ says he that loveth his life shall lose it
然后耶稣说你如果爱你的生命的话你就会丧失你的生命
and he that hateth his life in this world the same shall keep it unto life eternal
在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生
Christ is speaking of the lost and the saved.
耶稣讲的是保守跟失丧。
If you love this life, you will lose it.
你如果爱这个生命，你就会失掉永生。
Who are those who love this life and lose their souls? Who are they?
这些爱这个今生而失去永生的是哪些人呢？
It is clear who they are by what is important to them and what is not important to them.
所以很简单，就对他们什么是重要，什么是不重要，我们可以看出。
Getting or having a good job.
如果找一个最好的工作。
Financial security.
金钱上有保障。
Getting ahead in life.
然后在生命中能够那个遥遥直上。
Concern only for your family and friends.
只想到的一切是你自己家人或朋友的利益。
Planning for your future, your retirement.
然后一脑子想的就是你未来的退休。
These are the important things of lost people.
这些是所谓对世上的人来说是非常重要的事情。
Yet there is no dying to self.
这并没有表示这里一点舍己都没有。
No sacrificial living for Christ.
没有为耶稣而牺牲。
No thoughts of heaven or of hell.
没有想到天堂跟地狱。
And no thoughts of laying up treasures in heaven as Christ told us to do.
没有想到耶稣所讲的把财宝要积财宝在天上。
Those who are lost may have raised their hands or came forward at the gospel invitation.
这就是所谓的世上的人听要听神的福音的。
They may have prayed the sinner's prayer.
他们也许也就走在台前来认罪悔改，然后也祷告。
But Christ is not real to them.
但是耶稣对他们来说并不是真的一回事。
They may read about him in the Bible.
他也可能看这个读经。
They may say his name in a prayer.
祷告的时候也奉耶稣的名祷告。
But there's no living connection with Jesus.
但是并没有一个活的关系接连跟耶稣。
But the saved are very different.
但是这个真正的得救的人是非常的不一样的。
They recall a day and a time when they began to hate life.
他们可以回忆想说有一个哪一天哪一段时间他突然对属世的东西突然变得非常的没有兴趣甚至恨恶。
Since then, they began to stop loving the world.
从那一时刻开始他们就开始不喜欢属世的东西。
God convinced them of the wickedness, the sinfulness of their heart.
神也讲明了他们心里的一些邪恶的事情。
I'm talking about the experience of a Christian.
我现在讲的是所谓基督徒的经验。
God's Spirit convinced them of the wickedness of their own heart.
耶稣基督就证明让他们知道他们心里的一些老我的一些邪恶的。
You see, they stop looking at others and say, "What a bad person that is! I'm glad I'm not like them."
他不会再指着别人说，你看那个人，我不像他。
No, they saw that their heart was wicked, that they are sinners.
所以他们看说，哦，你看我的赤裸裸，我就是这样一个邪恶，一个恶的人。
And they began to hate their life.
他们开始恨恶他们自己的生活，自己的人生。
Their life of sin.
就所谓罪的人生。
God's Spirit showed them they must have Christ.
如果是神的儿女的话，必须要有耶稣基督在他生命里。
And God drew them to Jesus.
然后神把他们引到耶稣里。
And they found cleansing in His blood.
然后在他的宝血里面得到洁净。
Only a real Christian will die to self that others may live.
只有一个真正基督才会牺牲自己，让别人能够得以存活。
Is this true of you?
这是你吗？
Be honest with yourself.
对自己能够诚实一些。
Are you a true Christian?
你是一个真正的基督徒吗？
Christ died for our sins on the cross.
耶稣基督为我们罪死在十字架上。
He was buried.
他被埋葬了。
But the third day he rose again, flesh and bones.
三天以后他复活，是一个有血有肉的耶稣基督。
And right now Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the throne of God.
现在耶稣是在天上坐在神的右手边。
You can trust him.
你可以相信他。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He died for your sins that you might have life.
他为了你的罪而死，然后你才能够有永生。
Trust Jesus.
相信他。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.